Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Randy Fizer, the CEO with ASID, American Society of Interior Design. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you very much for chatting with me.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk to you about this presentation you're giving in Orlando at Coverings on Thursday. You're such a world traveler that I'm having to catch you in Milan, right?
Yeah, I am at Salone dei Mobili, which is the world's largest furniture fair held in Milan annually. Gets about 300,000 people here, and they do an amazing job of creating installations around the city, as well as a huge trade show that goes on here in the city. So representing the United States here.
Okay, so 300,000, that's unfathomable. That's a huge crowd. So I'm sure it's taking place in multiple venues, right?
Yeah, they have an amazing trade show floor that pales in comparison to, or makes anything in the United States actually pale in comparison on size. They also activate 7 city centers in Milan that do installations and have people for everything from eBay and 3M to Sunbrella showcasing their products and doing it in an amazingly designed way. So they're not just showing their product, they're actually creating visual installations that inspire designers to kind of go beyond their thinking of how a product could be used.
Are there any takeaways that you could share with us from this show?
So we're seeing some connections into the things that we're talking about of health and well-being, which is part of my talk that I'm going to be doing at Coverings.
Right.
It is really materiality and health of product is making its way here to Milan.
Well, let's talk real quickly before we get into your talk. Just a couple quick background items. You've been running the ASID now for, I think, about 5 years. I mentioned before, you're a road warrior. You seems to be on the road all the time. So just on news from ASID, last time we spoke, there were about 26,000 members. Is there any changes there?
Still about 26,000 members. Yeah. We're gaining lots of partnerships, though, with industry. We really try to find out what manufacturers are looking for in conversations with designers, and then what designers are looking for from manufacturers, and what we're trying to accomplish on behalf of the industry. And those marriages are kind of coming together in some really amazing events that we're putting on now. And we're also gaining customers versus members, which I think is the wave of the future for associations, is that people don't necessarily join you, but they access your products and services as they want to. So if you think about it, as more of a, they curate their experience with you versus you having a bundled package for which they are expected to buy at one price and then sort of choose within those items that you offer what they want to take part of.
I see. So that's a major change. So you, instead of having a dues fee that you pay on an annual basis, these people just pay for whatever services they're looking for. Is that right?
Yeah. And as part of the dues fees, you obviously get discounts on things. But if you don't want to access us for everything that we have to offer, but a few things. So say you're really interested in our work on advocacy on behalf of the profession, you can access that way. If you're interested in more leadership training, we have that. If you want to access contracts and other things for your businesses, you can just do those as touch points versus buying the total package of membership.
That's
but
it.
There are some people who still love sort of the membership track as well.
When are you going to roll this out? Are you doing that this year? Or?
We're doing some of it now because we've always been able to have people access us without becoming members, but we're really looking at the model deeply and coming out with some ideas over the next year or so.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. I know one of the publications that you put out is called An Economic Outlook, and have you done the background work on that yet, or so what can you tell us about that?
We're starting to, and I've been participating on a few panels with some of my peers from other associations.
Mm-hmm.
The long term for the U.S. economy is still looking very strong.
Mm-hmm.
If you take just the variables that really generate supply and demand in the world, we are still have a very stable dollar. We have just a strong economy overall that's very guided by great forces of balance with our governmental systems in place. So we're still a great place to invest globally, and we're still a very attractive market for innovation and other things that we do. So that means a strong economy overall going forward. What we've been talking about, though, is obviously there's been a transformation of leadership within the United States
right. This
last election, and there's some short-term variables for which we're not sure. Trade agreements are being discussed, which could change the supply chain for some companies, and we're not sure exactly where those are going to go at the moment, and that causes a little bit of skepticism in the marketplace. We're obviously seeing the markets right now, the stock markets have done pretty well as the administration has changed, but there's some questions about how things are going to play out in the short term But the long term, we're still seeing a very positive market.
Yeah. I think probably before we wring our hands too much on these trade agreements, we've got to realize that it takes a lot to get some laws changed in Congress. So it may take a while, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's get to into the talk that you're giving. I believe it's Thursday in the afternoon. You're giving a talk, and the topic is a design, health, and wellness. So give us just a couple highlights on that, if you would.
Sure. So the focus of where we're heading at ASID is really underpinning the practitioners that are designing spaces and the value and the importance of what they do. We are now spending 93% of our time indoors as human beings, and we're actually spending 70% of that time sitting. And what we're seeing is that the built environment is having a really powerful impact on us as human beings, and we're right now seeing some negative outcomes from that, from the change in our lifestyle. Obesity rates are getting higher. We're also seeing stress and hypertension as technology is infusing us into our world 24/7. And what we're raising is a real responsibility of designers and how they create spaces and how they create environments for humans, and how do they do that in a way that helps create activity versus sedentary lifestyle? How do they do it that helps people break away from these technology cycles? And how do we do it in a way that actually reconnects them to nature and the quality of air and light that we all need to really have healthy lifestyles in our world?
Yeah, one of the things you just mentioned is around how much we're moving around, and obviously workstations are changing. People are standing up, people are sitting on balls, that kind of thing. But I think a big part of it is this indoor air quality, because, yes. I mean, I was just reading an article recently about the rise in the use of plastic, and there's just more and more plastics being used in the interiors. And not to say that's a bad thing, but certainly there needs to be some testing around indoor air quality, right?
Absolutely. And it again, as you said, we need natural and man-made materials. We don't want to just rely on nature to produce everything that we use. Otherwise, we might destroy nature by pulling it all out to create our spaces. But we do also want to be very confident that the man-made materials that we're putting into the spaces are stable and that they don't off-gas and create toxic environments for us. You know, we don't need our indoor air quality to be four times worse than our outdoor air quality, which it is in some places.
And the show that you're going to be speaking from is talking about ceramic tile, which is basically baked dirt, and very little off-gassing there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think there's also going to these other components of that connection to nature, is there's patterns that can be put into those man-made products that still make it look very natural. Mm-hmm. And have the evoke those connections that human beings need to nature. So, like I said, man-made's not bad. It's actually quite good and can really help us to recycle materials, because yeah. We can make things out of our own trash, and I think it's a great thing.
Yeah. Okay, Randy. Well, I look forward to your talk on Thursday. Great to talk to you again, but talking to Randy Fizer, the CEO with the American Society of Interior Design, about his talk on Thursday afternoon in Orlando. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and Florelli.net.
Thank you, Kemp.